Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature the Motown artist's fourth biggest hit, including all the record labels that they recorded on. This half hour, we'll hear from Glass Knight and the Pips, Diana Ross, the Jackson 5, the Temptations, Martha and the Vandellas, and Boys to Men. Well, first up this half hour, a great song from Glass Knight and the Pips, Best Thing That Ever Happened to Me, right here on Motown Memories.
But fate's been kind. The downs have been few. I guess you could say that I've been lucky. Oh, I guess you could say that it's all because of you.
I'm Mornings with Tom Fallon.
Motown memory from the Jackson 5, I Want You Back, that reached number one in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1969, and that was the Jackson 5's first 45. They had five in a row that reached number one. Before that, Diana Ross and Love Hangover, number one from 1976. And we started with Glass Night and the Pips on the Buddha record label, Best Thing That Ever Happened to Me, reaching number three from 1974. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring each Motown artist's fourth biggest hit. Well, coming up, a classic song from The Temptations, Papa Was a Rolling Stone. Well, Papa Was a Rolling Stone was written by Motown songwriters Norman Whitfield and Barrett Strong, who had a hit way back in 1960 with the song Money. It was the single originally recorded by The Undisputed Truth in 1971. Their version of Papa was released as a single in early 1972, and it peaked at number 63 in the pop charts and number 24 in the rhythm and blues charts. Later that year, Norman Whitfield, who also produced the song, took Papa Was a Rolling Stone and remade it as a 12-minute record for The Temptations. And it turned out to be a number one hit on the Billboard Hot 100 charts, and it won three Grammy Awards in 1973. Well, The Temptations' version of Papa Was a Rolling Stone was ranked number 168 on Rolling Stone magazine's list of the 500 greatest songs of all time, one of the group's three songs on the list in retrospect. The Temptations' Otis Williams considered Papa to be the real last classic that the group recorded. It would be The Temptations' last number one hit on the Motown record label. Well, a 7-minute edited version of Papa Was a Rolling Stone was released as a single in September of 1972, and that's the version playing now. Here are The Temptations with Papa Was a Rolling Stone right here on Motown Memories.
Yes, I will, 'cause that was the day
that my daddy died. I never got a chance to see him. Never heard nothing but bad things about him. Mama, I'm depending on you. Tell me the truth.
Mama just hung her head and said, son,
Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
Papa never watched a day in his life.
And Mama, some bad talk going around town saying that Papa had 3 outside children and another wife. And that ain't right.
Heard some talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching, talking about saving souls and all the time leeching. Dealing in debt and stealing in the name of the Lord. Mama just hung her head and said,
Martha with the Vandellas in Quicksand, reaching number 8 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts of 1965, and we started with the Temptations' classic Papa Was a Rolling Stone, number 1 from 1972. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For the rest of this hour, we're featuring each Motown artist's fourth biggest hit. Well, coming up, Boys to Men and On Bended Knee, right here on Motown Memories.
It's driving me insane, and I know I just need one more chance to prove my love to you. And if you come back to me, I'll guarantee that I'll never let you go.
Love.
Boys to Men on Bended Knee, number one from 1994. Well, this hour, we featured each Motown artist's fourth biggest hit. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.